under the guidelines of many different things. The healing, the physical, the emotional, the financial, praise God. All the ones that we just named. But here they were crying down in the land of Egypt, and they were in bondage. So to make a long story short, how God's decide, praise God, that a deliverer would be born. And we know that their deliverer name was Moses. And God raised Moses up, and he tells Moses, he said, now I want you to go back to Pharaoh's house. After going through a 40-year process of being, praise God, among his father-in-law, Jethro, and the people that was there during that time. But after a 40-year process, God began to tell Moses, now it's time for you to rise up. I've proven myself to you. Now you know who I am. Now you know what I can do. But now I need you to go back down to the land of Egypt, and I need you to go back to Pharaoh's house, and now it's time for you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. So Moses began to ask God, and he said, but God, who shall I say sent me if I go back? And how many know we got to know for ourselves who God is? Oh, I need a witness now. We got to know for ourselves who God is and what God can do. So God begins to instruct Moses, and he tells Moses. He said, Moses, he said, you tell him that I am that I am. Can I get a witness? I am that I am have sent you down to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. But my brothers and sisters, there's a lot in that statement, because a lot of folks don't know yet who God is and what God can do. And that's the reason why a lot of times people live beneath their privileges, even in full gospel churches, because they don't quite understand who God is and what kind of power God has. Can I get a witness up in here? So when Moses go down to Pharaoh's house and tell Pharaoh the instructions that God has given him. And to make a long story short, how did Pharaoh finally release the people of God? And my God, and we know that according to the word of God, that there was over 3 million that came up out of the land of Egypt. And the Bible says that there was not a feeble one that was in the tribe. But God gives them to understand, once you cross that Red Sea, you're going to go into some stuff that you don't quite understand. See, there was something else on the other side of that Red Sea. Destruction on the other side. Hindrances on the other side. Heartache on the other side. Pain on the other side. Misery on the other side. Sickness would try to attack them on the underside. But they had to understand that God is who he says he is. And so now they come through the Red Sea. And now they're in the wilderness of Shur. And now they were without water. And they was needing to drink water, because now the people have gotten thirsty. And now because they can't see a physical blessing before them. So now they get upset with the man of God, Moses, and began to murmur. But God began to use Moses and tell the people, he said, in other words, now it's time for you to look to me. And what I said, I will do. I'm able to do what I said I will do. Sometime all we got to do is just take a trip back. Can I get a witness? How many has ever been sick in your body? And you remember when God touched and healed your body. There was pain in your body. And you know that could nobody touch and heal your body but God. You ought to tell your neighbor tonight. Say, neighbor, if he did it once, he can do it again. If he did it once, he can do it again. But there comes a time when God got to prove our faith to see if we really believe like we say we believe. It's easy to say what God can do when you're not going through. It's easy to say that God is a healer when your body's not sick. But can we still say that God is a healer when our body is racking with pain? Can I get a witness up in here? You need to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we got to let the healing begin.